With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. Happy to be joined now by the Linfield High School quarterback, Austin Sutera. And Austin, first of all, welcome to MSO. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Thank you.
Very well, very well. And to say that you're doing well is kind of an understatement. First game out. Before we even get to that, tell me a little bit about preseason, because you know, you saw seniors last year at the end of the year not be able to play spring sports, and I think everybody thought come September would be okay, but then you missed your football season. So tell me a little bit about what that felt like, maybe how your teammates dealt with that, and then a little bit about getting into Fall 2 preseason. What was that all like for you?
The beginning of fall was obviously really weird, like not having a season. Then we were happy to hear that it got changed to the winter. But like in the beginning, it was a little rough, you know, because like first time being out on the field for a while. But everyone really got the hang of it like pretty fast. And the scrimmage helped us a lot for the game, preparing us.
What was different? I mean, you know, ordinarily you get ready pretty much all year round, but certainly in the summertime you do things, and then you've got a long hot couple of weeks there, you know, double sessions and stuff like that before you get into it in September. But this time you had to ramp it up really fast. So what did you do personally to prepare?
Honestly, like before football ever really even started, like me and my friends would go around, like throw the ball around, like loosen up a bit, just like get ready for the season. Since we had like such short notice and stuff for the game, not that much time to practice.
Mm-hmm.
But that definitely helped a lot.
All right, what about your involvement as QB now? You were behind Clayton Marenghi last year, is that correct, or the year before? I've lost time here.
Yeah, last year.
Last year, all right. So you saw him do some pretty cool things. What did you learn from competing for the job? What made you a better quarterback?
Honestly, knowing the playbook's like really the biggest part, I think. Like knowing where to go to the ball, getting the ball out fast,
mm-hmm.
and just really trusting the receivers.
How much coaching does coach do during a game? Because it seems to me you guys, you know, so much of it is done during the week, and then in a game it's a matter of adjustment. But your coaches, are they able to teach during a game while you're working, you know, while you're out there on the field, or you come over to the sideline while the defense is on the field?
Yeah, the coaches are great at teaching during the game, actually. Like if we have a timeout or something, like they'll call us over, tell us what to do, and it's an easy coach-up job. They're really good at it during the game, too.
All right, now we're talking to you because Coach LaMusta suggested this. You set a couple of passing records in your first game. Was this this year? Is this your first game as a starter for Linfield?
Yeah, that was my first game starting for varsity.
Okay, man. Well, you got something to shoot for now. Tell me a little bit about the flow of that game, because first of all, you got to have a good line. Secondly, you got to have guys going to where you're going to throw the ball. So tell me about that.
The line did excellent that game. They gave me so much time to throw the ball and everything. But the receivers, they had so many good moves and stuff and everything. And they really just found like the open space on the field to make the big plays happen.
You feel like you're in a rhythm. I mean, you knew, I don't know how to describe it. Sometimes I've experienced being in the zone once in my life. And being in the zone to me is like, okay, whatever you do, it's going to work. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, I really did. I felt wicked confident playing that game, especially with the receivers we had, too, and the line doing their job wicked good.
Mm-hmm. What's one or two plays that stand out between you and one of your guys?
Excuse me, what's that?
One or two plays during the game that you remember was really cool. You felt good about it. You can still visualize that.
I'd say my favorite play was the second one right before the half ended when I rolled out to the left and I threw it to Jack Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Right, to set up the score to end the half.
Are you a right-hander or a lefty?
I'm a right-handy.
So you're going against the body, you're going against the grain. That's a tough pass to make.
Yeah, it is. I think that was my best play of the game.
Ah, very nice.
And he had a wicked good catch on that, too.
That always counts. That always counts. Well, listen, were parents at the game?
Yeah, each student was allowed to have two people come to the game.
Well, thank goodness for that. But you got it on film, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they live streamed it on YouTube.
Beautiful. Well, tell me a little bit about how school's going, because again, your senior year, you saw last year that seniors got deprived of so many celebrations and so many milestones, and it looks like things are going to open up just in time for you guys. But a nerve-wracking year for you guys since September?
Yeah, it's been really weird. I'm just happy we got to go back to school. Now we have a season and everything. But so far, school's going good.
What's been the easiest thing for you to do, either remotely or by hybrid? What's been the subject that you've been most easy to adapt to?
Probably math.
I like it. I like it. I'm a math teacher, so that's good. That's good. I like that. All right. That's cool. What's in the plan now for beyond June?
I'm going to trade school after I graduate high school.
What do you want to do?
Electrician.
Excellent. Excellent. Good. I'll call you because even with YouTube, I'm not touching the electricity, man. I ain't touching it. So I'll give you a call. All right. What's coming up this week? Who are you guys preparing for?
Newburyport.
Big game.
Yeah, big game. They look pretty good.
All right. Hey, listen, we didn't mention the defense. What'd you see when you were on the sideline?
Oh, our defense did great. I saw the DBs and everyone. They played everything they needed to do.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any friends on defense?
I'm playing with really everyone on the team.
I know that. You got to be if you're the quarterback, man. You got to know everything. Hey, listen, Austin, that's fantastic. Anything else you want to mention about either that game or about your team? Because you know, every single game now is just it's just huge for you as a senior.
Yeah, it's all. I just want to say it's all team effort.
All right.
Whole team came and played wicked good that game.
Fantastic, and keep it going. All right, Newburyport, is that home or away?
Home.
All right. Congratulations. I hope to get over there to see you guys and meet you guys. But in the meantime, stay safe, stay healthy, and let's see what you say. If you set any more, I don't know, if you got any goals right now. Congratulations, man, on setting those
records.
Thank
you so much.
369 yards, 6 touchdowns. Nobody's done that as far as Coach LaMusta knows. So that's fantastic. Keep it going, Austin.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Stay safe.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Austin Sutera, the quarterback at Linfield High School.